Praise the Lord. Just remain standing with me, or if you can stand after you grab your Bible, and you could turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 9. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have the privilege to be able to minister the Word of God tonight. Amen. It's a privilege to be able to minister to God's people at all times and anytime. Amen. To be able to minister to God's people, to get behind God's holy desk, and to preach God's word. Amen. If you would have told me, before the age, when I was a teenager, I was a kid, that I was going to grow up and I was going to preach the word of God, or that I would be a pastor or a minister, I would have looked at you and probably laughed at you. Amen. I would have looked at you and looked confused or looked puzzled. Amen. And I believe that you would probably give that same look too if they would have told you that you would be here listening to me preach. Come on, somebody. That you would be in church on a Friday night. Amen. You would have probably looked at them like, yeah, right. Amen. I know exactly where I'm going to be. Amen. And most of us, many of us, amen, we were caught up in the bar. We were caught up in the trap house, in the neighborhood, at the club. Amen. And so, it's a miracle that we are here. Amen. And it's a miracle that I'm able to preach the word of God. And so I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for my pastors, Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia, my spiritual parents, whom I love very much. Amen. I want to thank God for my dad. Amen. My dad, today's his birthday. Amen. Yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll sing happy birthday to him after the service. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so I thank God for my dad. Amen. Maria. And the home. Amen. I thank God for the home. Praise God. I'm homegrown. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Homegrown and back to the bone. Amen. For Jesus. Amen. So right there, if you're there at Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, say amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, listen up. Amen. The word of God reads like this. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity on anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. A cord of three, someone say three. The cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you, Lord, tonight. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're going to do here tonight. God, everything that you've done, Lord, in 2018. We're looking forward to 2019, God. And Father, Lord, we know that you're going to do great things. And God, starting from the very beginning of the month, God, Lord, we're looking forward to many miracles and everything that you're going to do. I pray that you would, Lord, use me tonight, God, to minister your word. In Jesus' name, we all say
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Look to your neighbor and tell them the power of three.
The power of three.
Tonight, I want to minister to you on the topic of the power of three.
Good. Amen.
Amen. The power of three. We know here that the word of God is, it starts off, it says, that the two is better than one. Amen. How many of you believe that? Come on, somebody. Amen. Two is better than one. If you're like me, or if you've ever, if you ever been involved in, gangs, or, maybe you're just a rebel. Come on. Growing up as a kid, you've been in a few fights. Come on, somebody. And you thank God that you had your ride or die next to you. Amen. You had your homeboy, you had your homegirl, because, amen, as soon as all them other people surrounded you, amen, it was just you two and you guys, come on, you had each other's back.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I remember plenty of times to where I've been in some tight situations, and I thank God that I had somebody else with me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And, you know, and I feel the same way even saved. Amen. I feel the same way even saved, that I'm not by myself serving God, that I'm not by myself, amen, in this ministry called Victory Outreach, the greatest ministry in the world. Amen. That I have a church family, that I have brothers and sisters in Christ, amen, that got my back, amen. Come on, somebody, help me preach tonight. Amen. If you feel the same way, amen. How many know that there's no lone rangers, amen, in the things of God? You can't be a lone ranger. You can't be an individual that tries to serve God by yourself.
Amen.
Amen. But, you know, I thank God that we have people, brothers and sisters in Christ, a family, amen, that, you know, that we can rely on one another.
Amen.
More than ever, amen, we could rely on the Lord. Amen. How many thank God for Jesus?
Yes.
How many thank God that Jesus is in your corner?
Right.
Amen. How many know that God is in our corner?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Amen. And so we see here that two is better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Amen. If one falls down, then the other one can help them back up. Praise the Lord. But here I want to talk about three, and I'm going to be talking about three things that you're going to need in your life, that you're going to need in your life as a Christian. These three things are going to be very important as you grow in the things of God. As you serve God for the rest of your life, you're going to need these three things. Amen. Most of us, you know, we're familiar with all of them. You know, we're very familiar with all of them. But, you know, not all of us, you know, operate in all of these things. Amen. And so I want to talk to you, you know, tonight about three important things, which are prayer, fasting. That's right, I didn't cuss. Prayer, fasting, and giving. Three things in your walk with God that you are going to need if you're going to stick it out for the long haul. If you're going to serve God until Jesus raptures the church, amen. If you're going to serve God for the rest of the days of your life, amen. Husbands, if you're going to lead your family, amen. Dads, if you're going to lead your family, then you're going to need to be a man of prayer, of fasting, and giving. Amen. Wives, if you're going to make it, if you're going to be there to back up your husband, if you're going to be there to take care of your children, if you parents are going to need to, you know, raise up a godly children in the Lord, if you're going to have a house, amen, a home that God's presence is in, then you're going to need prayer, fasting, and giving in your life.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to need these three things. These things are called spiritual disciplines.
Right.
Spiritual disciplines. Amen. I was sharing with the home the other day that you know, that we need to be people that we're constantly growing in the things of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Can the home say amen?
Yeah.
That we want to grow in the things of God. And often, many people, they come to the church. Amen. There's still a few people that are around since the Park Row days. Yeah. Amen. Are there any Park Row people up in the place? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Amen. That we've been around since the Park Row days. Amen.
Right.
And, you know, we haven't been in Park Row. It's probably been about, 4 years since we've been in Park Row. And for what that is our church used to be located on Park Row Street. Amen. Victory Outreach Arlington. That's where Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia started. Amen. And, you know, there's still some of us that are serving alongside our pastors since those days.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll tell you why. Because we grabbed a hold of these spiritual principles. We grabbed a hold of prayer. Amen. We whenever they called a prayer night, we were here and we were, you know, we were shandoing down. Amen. We were yada with dada. We learned how to tarry long in the presence of God and get a hold of Him and fall in love with prayer. Amen. Because if, you know, if you're going to be a prayer warrior, God wants to raise up some prayer warriors.
Amen.
If you're going to be an intercessor, if you're going to be a mom that is is praying for your son that is out there that's lost and bound. Maybe he's on heroin, or maybe he's on crack, or maybe your daughter's out there and she left her, you know, she left and she's lost. Amen. And you're gonna be that praying mom, and you're gonna have to learn how to intercede for them.
Intercede.
Amen. That means to stand in the gap for somebody. Amen. And I thank God for prayer. Amen. My dad, when he was in the home out there in California, Victor Outreach, he prayed, amen, for me, and he prayed for the whole family. Amen. And he prayed me into my calling. Amen. I was out there and I was lost. I was involved in gangs. I was involved in drugs. I was involved in a lifestyle, amen, that was not good. And he was there in the home. And we, in the home, we teach you how to pray, how to get up in the morning and how to pray for 1 hour, amen, to get a hold of God. And it was an atmosphere of prayer, amen, that got me to surrender to God. It was a praying dad, amen, that got me, you know, as he was praying for me, you know, while I was out there, God's hand of protection was upon my life.
Yes.
Amen. And there were so many times where I should have probably got shot or stabbed, or I should be in prison. Amen. We were talking to some of our cousins. Amen. We have cousins that, you know, that the lifestyle that they live, you know, were streets and gangs and drugs. And, yes, and the dad, he's, you know, he's doing 25 to life in prison. And his son is on death row. And the dad and the son, and, you know, I thank God for prayer, because there's still hope for them. Amen. We can pray for our cousins. Amen. But I thank God that, you know, my dad was a dad of prayer, and he got a hold of God. And not only did he pray, but he fasted.
Hallelujah.
In the home, we teach you how to fast.
Right.
Amen. We know that if you pray, you stay. That if you fast, you last. Amen. Right. That if you give, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Say amen tonight. Yeah. I mean, if you believe these things here tonight, amen, then you need to help me preach tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
You need to respond to me.
Yeah.
Amen. Because if you don't respond to me, amen, it's like if you're a stranger to these things.
Oh my.
Amen. But we ain't raising up no strangers, amen, here at Victory Outreach. But you should be well familiar, amen, of these spiritual disciplines.
Yes. Amen.
The power of three. See, most people, they pray. Amen. It was a prayer that got you saved.
That's right.
It was a prayer, a simple prayer. God, come into my life. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to change my life. So all you did was accept Jesus in your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And you're here. A simple prayer. Evangelist Nikki Cruz, he said that, you know, that God is a prayer away.
Come on.
That God is a prayer away.
Amen.
Amen. So we're very familiar with prayer. Amen. But I think that, you know, that we need to be a people that we know how to pray and fast.
Yes. Amen.
And the whole reason why tonight is I'm preaching on, you know, I'm sharing on these three things is because we're getting ready, amen, for Miracle Month. We're getting ready for Miracle Month. Amen. In the month of January, we're going to give God our first fruits.
Amen.
I'm going to get a feedback here. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're going to give God our first fruits of prayer, of fasting, and of giving.
Yeah.
And we're going to expect miracles from God. Yeah. Amen. If you're sick in body, God can heal you.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're sick, amen. If you got a loved one that has cancer, if you got a loved one that has an illness in their body, amen. If you have a loved one that is out there and they're lost and bound on drugs or alcohol, amen. If you got an impossible situation, I want to let you know that God is in the miracle working business. God is in a miracle working business. And so we're so excited, amen, you know, that we're able to give God the first fruits, amen, come January 2nd.
Yes.
Come January 2nd, we're going to give God our first fruits, amen. And we're excited, amen. And I know some of us that you guys are, you know, maybe some of you guys that are new, amen, you know, you've been coming for a little while. You're like, wow, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but you're going to do it, amen.
Come on,
you're excited too, praise the Lord. And so we thank God for this, and I just want to prepare you. I want to prepare you a little bit of what to expect. Amen. Whenever we do this prayer and fasting, and whenever we give our first fruits, even financially, amen, that God is going to bless your life.
Yeah.
That God is going to bless you. See, so You know, these three things are spiritual disciplines, and they're going to be very vital for you in 2019. If you plan to be effective as a Christian, and if you desire to advance in your calling and your God-given calling, then these things must grow in and become, these things you must grow in, and you got to become strong in them. You got to become strong in prayer. You got to become strong in fasting. And you got to be a faithful tither. You got to be a giver. Amen. And these things, praise God, are going to keep you effective.
Come on, there it is. Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many want to be effective in the things of God?
Amen. Amen.
Because, you know, if you're part of Victory Outreach, and you got to understand that we are people that we love to be effective for Jesus. We're not your average church.
Come on now.
Amen. I'll tell you right now, we're not your average church, but we are a radical people.
Amen.
Amen. We believe in outreaching. We believe in doing rallies. We believe, amen, in doing dramas. We believe, amen, in doing things that other churches don't do. Amen. And we're radical, amen. Yeah, we'll do crazy things. We'll go outside and we'll hit the streets and we'll get on the bullhorn and we'll flip over a trash can, amen. And we'll go to the highways and the byways. We go to the prisons, amen. We go to the jails and we go to the neighborhoods and we're radical here in Victory, y'all. And we like to be effective. And we love to be effective in the kingdom of God. We're not just a Sunday going saint. Come on, somebody.
Come on,
we don't just believe in going to church on Sunday and being a Sunday morning saint and a Monday morning ain't. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. But we're a people that we want to be effective, that we want to be on the cutting edge, that we want to reach souls for Jesus, that we want to reach Grand Prairie for Jesus, that we want to reach Irving for Jesus, that we want to reach Mansfield for Jesus, that we want to reach Bedford for Jesus, and Hearst for Jesus, and Euless.
Yes, amen.
We are a church planning. We're vision driven. Amen. We believe in having vision. Amen. And fulfilling the vision. We're an international ministry. Amen. We started off as one church in East LA. Amen. And Pastor Sonny Argonzoni, he's seen the need. Amen. Right there in East LA when we had one church reaching all the heroin addicts. Pastor Sonny and his sister Julie, all by themselves. And today we are an international ministry. We've been around for 50 plus years. Amen. And we ain't going to burn out. Come on, somebody. We ain't going to die out. We ain't going to give up. And we're not going to throw in the towel, but we're going to continue to plant churches all around the world.
Right.
We're not your average church. Amen. Even here at Victory Outreach of GP, amen, we might be the size that we are, but we do things big around here. Amen. We believe in raising up finances for world missions. Amen. We get together and we do events and we do amen. And we know how to be effective and raising up leaders.
Huh?
And we want to advance the kingdom of God. So if you're going to be effective here, amen, then you got to learn how to get a hold of these things. Amen. The faster you learn how to do all three, the stronger you will become. And the more effective you will be in the kingdom of God. You'll be effective for Jesus. Amen. And so as Christians, God desires for his people to grow.
Right.
God desires for you to grow. You don't have to stay, amen, at the level that you're at. Amen. And I know that we're sitting amongst a congregation that some of us, we just got saved. Maybe you've been saved for a week. Maybe you've been saved for 3 months. Maybe you've been saved for 5 years. And we're all at our different levels with God. Amen. But God doesn't want you to start off on the level that you got saved in.
Huh?
You can't stay, you can't stay spiritually small forever. Come on, somebody. Huh? But you got to grow. God wants us to grow. And we see that in Ephesians chapter 4. If you brought your Bibles tonight, amen, then you can turn there to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Amen. How many brought their Bibles tonight?
Amen.
Amen. How many know that, we want you to know that, we want you to follow along here. Amen. Because, some churches, they don't even bring their Bibles. Amen. And, what we're preaching here is the truth. Amen. We believe in the truth of God's word. How many believe that in the truth of God's word? Amen?
Amen.
See, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the word of God reads like this. Ephesians 4, 11 says, So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, obtaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. See, God wants us to be mature. He wants us to grow in the things of God. Don't just grow old in the things of God, but we got to grow up in the things of God. Amen. I thank God for men like Irving, amen, and Sister Louisa, and you know, that we, throughout the years that we were here, that we're serving God, and Brian, amen, that we, you know, from the Park Road days, that, you know, not only are we just growing old in the church, I want to grow old with my brothers, amen, and my sisters, and the family of God. You know, I want to grow. I want to be, you know, 67 years old and serving God and be able to look to the right and to the left and know that there are some people, come on, that have been serving God alongside of me.
Yes.
Huh? You know, grow old with our pastors. And, you know, I'll be in one city, taking a city for Jesus. Irving will be in another city. Amen. Amen. We'll have some men in the home that will be taking cities. Amen. Yeah. Women in the home that will be missionaries for Jesus. Yeah. Amen. The gang all grown up and they're taking the mantle here in VOGP. Yeah. Amen. And 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that will be able to look and say, you know what? I remember where you come from. I remember how you started. How many know that we want to stick it out for the long haul? Amen? But God, amen. But I don't want to just see you 20 years from now, amen, and then you're just still in and out of the men's home. Come on, somebody. You're still in and out of the church. Amen. But God desires for you to grow. Amen. And if you're going to grow, if you can get a hold of these things, if you can fall in love with prayer, if you can... I don't know if we'll ever fall in love with fasting. Come on. Amen. But if you can get a hold of the thing called fasting, amen, then, you know, then God is going to do great things and you'll be able to grow. Hallelujah. See, whenever you fast, it's like, that's like throwing, you know, whenever you plant a plant, you plant it in regular soil, right? And then it'll grow. It takes a little bit of time, but then you got that miracle grow.
No.
Yeah. That miracle grow. Come on. Are there any gardeners here in the house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right? You got that miracle grow, and you know, it gets all the nutrients. It gets all that, you know, all that stuff that you need to grow a plant faster, bigger, and stronger.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, fasting is your miracle grow. Giving is your miracle grow. Amen. And so we want to, the Bible says that we all should be, in verse 13, until we all, say all, that doesn't just mean a few, until we all reach unity in the faith. That's heavy. Amen. Amen. Imagine if we all had faith to go take a city. Imagine if we all had faith, come on somebody, to do great exploits for God. Imagine if we all had the same level of faith as Pastor Sonny Argonzoni. If we all had the same measure of faith as Sister Julie. If we all had the same measure of faith of our pastors. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Who left everything to come here and to, amen, to begin a church. Imagine if we all had that type of faith. Imagine if all the believers around the world had that type of faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to reach the same level of faith.
Amen.
Amen. And that's one thing that's going to help us. Amen. And so we can get up here and we can preach and teach and until we're blue and purple and yellow in the face about prayer and about giving and about fasting. But at the end of the day, it's up to you.
Right.
We can lead, amen, the horse to the water, but we can't make them drink it.
Right.
Huh? And we can, you know, they say, you know, give the horse some salt and he'll get thirsty and then he might want to, right? So, well, that's what we're doing here tonight. We're throwing some salt on it, amen. We're putting you in front of water and we're letting you know the great things that are going to take place if you get a hold of God and you lock arms with us. Amen. We want to lock arms together and we want to get ready to pray down to heaven. Come on, somebody. We want to pray down and we want to see miracles and we want to see the supernatural. Come on now.
Yeah.
How many want to see the supernatural take place?
Yeah.
Huh? I thank God because whenever you fast, You know, you become more sensitive to the things of God.
Yes.
Whenever you fast, you become more sensitive to the things of God. You just see things in a whole different perspective. Yes. Amen. Whenever you fast, it's like whenever you go to the movie theaters, amen, and you like your movie theaters, right? Come on now. Yep. Amen. They used to have a movie theater down here, Tinseltown.
Oh, man.
Amen. They tore that puppy down. Amen. That used to be a good old faithful of movies.
Oh, yeah.
We used to go all the time. But then they tore it down. Amen. So that just caused us to go search to other theaters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then we go to other theaters. They have the IMAX. How many ever been to the IMAX theaters?
Yeah.
Amen. And then, you know, you've been to the IMAX, and then you got the 3D theaters. Come on, man. You know, not many people like 3D. You like 3D?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You like the 3D? See, whatever you pray, you know, whatever you pray, you're able to function in the things of God. You're able to move around. You're able to, God will answer your prayers. Amen. But whenever you accompany prayer and fasting together, it's like going to the 3D. Come on, putting on those glasses. It's like going to the IMAX. And God enlarges your vision. He enlarges your faith. He shows you the impossible. Amen. Prayer is good. But whenever you pray and you fast, come on, you're able to do the impossible. You're able to do that, and you become sensitive to the things of God. You'll hear God's voice a lot more clear. Amen. You'll know what to do. You know what to do whenever God calls you. Come on, somebody. And so it just makes it a lot greater whenever you pray and whenever you fast. See, now whenever you do these three things, amen. Now we're gonna be doing the Daniel fast. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be doing the Daniel fast. And that's simply, you know, 21 days of eating fruits and vegetables.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. 21 days. Amen. 21 days of fruits and vegetables. And if you've never even tried fasting, I urge you, amen, that you ought to lock arms, that you ought to give it a try, amen, and that you stick it out, amen. And you're like, what? I don't like no vegetables.
Oh,
if you're like me, amen. I was an individual that I didn't like no vegetables.
Come on.
Right? Tomatoes out the door. Onions out the door. All that. I didn't like none of it.
Come on.
Amen. Thank God for Sister Sylvia. Amen. She, you know, when I lived with them at one time and we did the 21-day Daniel fast, they taught me how to eat a lot of vegetables.
Right.
Amen. And so whenever you do that fast, you stay away from the meat. You stay away from the sweets. And you try to just, come on, you just do, you eat healthy. Amen. The benefits are, amen, you lose some weight. Come on now. Amen. It's like going on a diet. Huh? Going on a diet. Amen. I know, praise God, I told my wife, I said, well, God is blessing the home for Christmas. We want to thank all those who gave. Amen. They were able to bless the homes. Amen. The homes got blessed for Christmas. Amen. They came and cooked breakfast for us and you know, more breakfast and then lunch and then steaks, and man, we were super blessed. And then so I was like, man, God is getting us ready. God is getting us ready for the 21-day Daniel fast. Amen. And so I'm just gonna go along with it. Amen. Because I know come January, that's it. Amen. I gotta eat the vegetables. Praise God. Amen. And so, you know, and so that's what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to do that, and as you do this, three things that it's going to affect. Whenever you give, whenever you fast, and whenever you pray, these three things that it's going to affect. Your faith, number one. Whenever you do these things and you join us, your faith is going to go to a whole nother level. Huh? Your faith is going to go to a whole nother level. How many want greater faith?
Yeah.
You know, you want greater faith. See, often Jesus, he would deal with his disciples about their lack of faith. He would deal with the disciples about their lack of faith. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be looked down on because I got some little faith. Amen. I want to be an individual that I got some mountain moving faith. That I got some faith that will cause me to step out like Peter and walk on the water. That I got the type of faith that I'm going to go and lay hands and pray for somebody. That I'm going to believe for a miracle and they're going to be healed. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I want the type of faith. Come on, right? I want that. Right. I want that big faith, huh? That big faith. It's gonna affect your faith. The Bible says this in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, that is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please God without faith. Now, if you ain't pleasing God, then what are you doing? As a Christian, if you ain't pleasing God, then what are you doing? Who are you pleasing?
Huh?
You're either pleasing yourself or you're pleasing the devil. Come on.
Huh?
You're pleasing the world. If you're not pleasing God as a Christian, then there's something wrong. Amen. Because we're called to worship the King of Kings. We're called, amen, to exalt the name of Jesus. We're called to please our God. We're called to put a smile on God's face. Amen. And we're called to, right, to please the Lord.
Yeah.
By our faith.
Yeah.
And so whenever you step out in faith, and you know, I know some of you're feeling challenged, amen? Because Pastor said that we're going to give our first fruits. You know, and of course it's not mandatory. We're not making you. You know, we pray that you would join us and you would step out in faith and you would do, amen, that you would give your first fruits financially. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
How many are excited for that?
Yeah. Amen.
How many, you're like, man, I ain't ever done this before. I don't know what to expect. You know, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Or, you know, come on. It's like jumping off the cliff and expecting God to catch you.
Amen.
Huh? Many of us here, we've done it. I've done, given, flipped over a check, signed it, amen, and turned it over to the ministry. My first fruits, here you go, Pastor. Amen. This is for the church.
Amen.
Huh? $600, $700, check. By faith. Of course, you know, we've been announcing it, so you have a little bit of time, right, to pay your bills and to kind of do what you got to do until then. But, you know, it's going to be something that is going to take you into the supernatural. It's going to challenge your faith. It's going to challenge your faith. Amen. How many you feel challenged? Amen. We feel challenged. Well, your faith is going to grow. Your faith is going to grow. And then also another thing that it's going to affect is your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, fasting, and giving. It's going to affect your faith. It's going to grow your faith. And it's going to kill your flesh. Yeah, yeah. It's going to kill your flesh. Amen. And what I mean by that, come on now.
No.
Amen.
Break it down
a little bit. Not your physical flesh, your old man. The old man, amen, the old man that, you know, that got crucified, whenever you got crucified, you got baptized, amen, down with the old and up with the new, come on somebody, that old man, you know, that sometimes that has a struggling, right, we struggle with the flesh. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is
weak.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And see, and going into 2019, amen, God wants you to be a spirit-filled man of God, a woman of God.
Yeah.
God wants you not to be, come on, you can't be a flesh monster.
Come on.
Down, we want the flesh monster to get out. Amen. We want to please God and we want to walk in the Spirit. Amen. You can't do ministry in the flesh. You can't win the world in the flesh. You can't win your family in the flesh. My friend, you need to crucify the flesh. The Bible says. The Bible says to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me, Jesus said. Right? The flesh. Whenever you fast, that's what you're amen. You're crucifying the flesh. Crucifying the flesh, amen. And if we're gonna go into 2019 and God is gonna do miracles in our life, then you ain't gonna see a miracle in the flesh. You gotta see it with the eyes of Christ, amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 8, Romans 8, verse 8, that a man in the flesh cannot please God. A man in the flesh cannot please God. Amen.
Right.
Those who are in the realm of the flesh, right, cannot please God. And what do we read in Hebrews chapter 11? That we want to please God.
That's right.
We want to please God. Amen. We want to please God by our faith. But if you're in the flesh, then we cannot please God. Amen. So it's going to challenge you. Amen. The Bible says this, whenever you're in the flesh, that it's obvious. In Galatians chapter 5 and 6, that the acts of the flesh are obvious.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes we say, hey, man, that brother's in the flesh right there.
for me.
Right, sister's in the flesh. Right, she's over there gossiping. She's over there, you know, lying. The brother's over here lying on my, come on, right between his teeth. The brother's in the flesh. Right, he's angry. He's, right, you know. Right, we're not a people. We're not a fleshly church. Amen. We're a church that we believe in. You know that the true worshipers are those who worship in spirit and in truth. Yeah. That we want to be a spirit filled people. That we want to worship God. Amen. And we're gonna do it. And as we continue to, you know, like Paul the apostle said, he says, I put the flesh under subjection. I put the flesh under. In other words, you got to show the flesh who's boss. You got to show that flesh who's boss. Amen. But you can't do it if you're constantly, right? If you're going to be at McDonald's, right? Or Burger King while we're on the 21-day fast. Come on now. Right? You're over there. You ain't showing. Whenever you're doing that, you ain't showing the flesh who's boss. But the flesh is showing you who's boss. Amen. But we got to die to that flesh. Amen.
Yeah.
Another thing that it's going to affect is that it's going to affect your finances. I'm going to call up the piano player. Praise the Lord. Whenever we do this, the first fruits, the first fruits of Miracle Month, you know, some of us were believing God, amen, for raises. We're believing God for, you know, promotion at your job. You know, some of you guys are, you know, God wants you to be, come on, a business owner. How many want to own your own house one day?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, God has great things for you. You know, God has great things for you. But we got to believe God, amen, in the realm of our finances. We got to believe God, amen. I was so stirred up when, you know, it was like a few weeks ago. You know, Brother Irvin was up here and he began to say, you know, I can't wait, you know, because at the beginning of the year, me and my wife, we're going to give our first fruits. And we're going to give our first fruits. I was like, whoa, amen, praise the Lord, amen. And I believe that stirred something up inside Pastor. That stirred something up inside, amen, the heart of God, the heart of the church, amen. That, you know, we all want to be a people that we have that level of faith. That you have that level of faith. Amen. And it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to trust in God. You're going to have to trust that God will provide. That money is not your provider. That your job is not your provider. That your boss, amen, the one who writes your check, he's not your provider. But Jehovah Jireh, God Almighty, is your provider. That he's the one that puts a roof over your head. He's the one, amen, that makes sure that whenever you go home safe. Amen. He takes care of your children. He puts food, come on, in your cabinets. God is the one, amen, who takes care of us. And so, you know, what's going to happen is when we do this, you know, expect favor upon your life. Expect favor. If you give your first fruits, amen, I'm here to tell you that, man, that God is going to blow your mind. And I tell you that because he did it for me. He did it for me. Before full-time ministry, when I was working at a place called Shoppers. Amen. A place called Shoppers. And Irvin worked there and I worked there. Amen. And it was before God called me into the men's recovery home. I was there. I was blessed. I had a nice car. I was living with Pastor. I was helping out in the gang ministry. And I remember, amen, I remember that, you know, that the first of the year came around. Amen. And we were giving our first fruits. And it was my first or second time that I had given my first fruits. And I signed over the check. And about maybe a month or two later, they ended up calling me in the office, and they gave me a promotion, and they gave me a $4 raise.
Oh, come on,
at my job. Amen. A $4 raise. Come on, you hear of a 25-cent raise.
Yeah.
You hear of a dollar raise.
Yeah.
Maybe a $1.50. Come on, somebody. But a $4 raise and a promotion, that was God. I know that was God. I know that there was a favor of God upon my life. And you know, and even now that I stepped into full-time ministry, and I've been, you know, I answered the call of God. I quit my job. I let go of my car. I let go of, you know, and I'm serving God full-time ministry, and I'm living by faith. Come on, somebody. I said, I'm living by faith. God has blessed my life.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I graduated VETI.
Hey,
amen. Those VETI classes, they ain't cheap now. Amen. And you know, I didn't provide that for myself. But God would provide for
that's
me.
Right.
God has been taking care of me for the last 6 years.
Right,
as I stepped out in faith, amen, God has been taking care of me. Amen. I got a roof over my head.
Yes.
I got clothes on my back.
Yes.
Amen. I'm a part of a blessed ministry.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. God has raised me up to be a licensed minister.
That's right, amen.
I'm blessed.
Come on.
I got married to a beautiful woman of God.
Good.
I'm a blessed individual.
Hallelujah.
It's because I've learned how to do these things.
Amen.
I've learned how to pray. I learned how to pray. I learned how to fast. And I would fast. I remember I would pray and I would be fasting for my wife. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Right? God, I pray. I want a woman of God. I would fast. Huh?
Yeah.
That's how I know, amen, that that God has blessed me with that God blessed me. Because, you know, if you think about it, amen, if you think about it, I don't, you know, whenever you direct the home, amen, I don't get a paycheck. Huh? I wasn't getting a paycheck at that time. And, you know, God, a full-time ministry, amen, and the only vehicle that I had was a men's home van. Come on now. Living with a bunch of other guys. Amen. Right? What woman in her right mind is going to say, I want him for my husband? Come on now. I'm rolling up in the men's home van. Right? I live with him. Right? And so it would take a miracle. Come on now. God had to touch her mind. Amen. But she had to be a woman that was radical. Amen. Radical. And so God did that. Amen. Through prayer and fasting. And so these principles are principles that are going to help you serve God for the long haul. Amen. If you're here tonight, I want you to stand with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And what I want to do here tonight, amen, I'm going to go ahead and if we can get the ushers to get a bucket. Amen. We're going to get ready. And by faith here tonight, for our altar call, amen, we're going to give to the Lord. Amen. We're going to give to the Lord. And I want you to take a step of faith here tonight. Amen. As we're going to get ready, and we're going to give to the Lord. And then after that, I want to pray for you. Amen. But by faith here tonight, if you believe that God spoke to you, if that God is challenging your faith here tonight, amen, that God wants to, if you're going to trust God, then I want you to get something special, amen. Amen. If you could call my wife, amen, she's holding all the money, amen. If you want to call her, I want to give too, amen. If somebody could call my wife, amen. How many know that, you know, the wife, some of you men here tonight, you got to turn to the wife and say, I know you pack him, amen. Right, and you gotta tell her, I want to get to the Lord. If that's you here tonight, you wanna step out in faith here tonight, and amen, I want you to come and give an offering to the Lord. I'm gonna just go ahead and pray. And even if you don't have nothing to give here tonight, I want you to come up and touch the basket, amen. By faith, that next time on Sunday morning that you will have something to give to the Lord, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you will bless this second offering. God, I know that many came here tonight. They gave their tithes. They gave their love offering. God, Lord, they probably even gave, Lord, the last of what they had. Lord, but I pray, God, tonight that you would bless them. That you would, God, Lord, that you would compel them by the Spirit of the living God. Lord, to come up, oh God, and to worship you one more time in the area of giving. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen. Don't miss out on your blessing tonight, amen. Don't miss out on your blessing. Some of you, you know, I was taught this, that if you have a need, then sow a seed. If you have a need, then sow a seed. If you're here tonight, amen, and you must, and maybe your marriage is on the rocks. Come on, somebody. Maybe you have a loved one that's out there. Maybe you're going through it, amen. If you have a need, then sow a seed. Praise the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Right there where you are, just close your eyes, lift your hands to heaven. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you need prayer, amen, you need prayer. If you're here tonight and you just need a touch from God, I want you to come here tonight, amen, and I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, you're worthy. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you need to give your life to Jesus, I want you to come to the altar. I'm going to do a plea for salvation. Hallelujah. If you're not saved, the Bible says that tomorrow is promised to no man. That the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here, you're a backslider, and you need to come back to the Lord. The altars are open. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, worship me. Oh, hallelujah. attitude of worship. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. You are here. Speaking of heavenly hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You're worthy, you're worthy. Come on, just cry out to God. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. Come on, don't let nothing distract you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God is healing some of you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God is breaking bondages in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, 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 yeah. Amen. And you want to accept Jesus in your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. If you want to get saved here tonight, amen. If you want to get saved, I want you to repeat this prayer. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus and that God raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. Amen. So if you're here with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're here and you just say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being tired, I'm sick and tired of the drugs, I'm tired of the alcohol, I'm tired of arguing with my wife, my husband, I'm tired of it, I'm tired of my life. Amen. I want to let you know that there's hope in Christ. There's hope in Christ. Amen. If you're here, I want you to repeat this prayer. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. And you died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, and you resurrected from the dead, and that you're alive today. You're seated at the right hand of the Father, praying for me. Come into my heart today, right now. I confess you are the Lord and my Savior, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just come before you right now, Lord. I thank you, God, Lord, for the service tonight. God, I thank you, Lord, for all the people who made it out tonight, God. Lord, for those that accepted Christ into their hearts. God, I pray for them, God. I pray for your keeping power upon their lives. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just keep them. God, Lord, that you would bind the enemy. That God, Lord, that you would break the strongholds upon their life. That God, you would fill them with the Holy Spirit, God. God, Lord, that you would, God, continue to move in their family. That you would move in their household. That you would move, God, at their job. That you would give them the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Father, I pray for those here tonight, God. Lord, God, Lord, that responded to the message, God. Lord, that God, they're praying, God, and they're getting ready, God, for 2019. They're getting ready, God, for the new year, God. You want to do new things in their life, God. You want to do a new thing, God. Oh, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would, God, give them the faith. Give them the faith, God, to lock arms and to give their first fruits, oh God. Lord, to pray and to fast and God, to give, Lord. Father, I pray right now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, tonight for everything you've done. We pray that you would seal that word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, everybody says, amen, amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise for tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and sing a fast song. Praise the Lord. If you want to stay at the altar and give the Lord some praise, amen, we're going to praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. Come on, if you're on fire for Jesus.